This is Friday Drive Time with me, Martin Webber, and I'm very pleased to say that I have a special guest with me live in the studio at the moment. She's Gwyneth Davis. She's the chair of the Groombridge Horticultural Society. Hello.
Hello, Martin. Thank you for having me.
That's great. Very kind of you to come in. I actually first came across the Groombridge Horticultural Society when we were going for a walk in Groombridge, and in the car park, we spotted you and your group.
Yes.
At least.
That's right.
And what were you up to on that day?
We were running one of our plant sales. So we run two plant sales a year. And I think you spoke to my husband.
Indeed. And he volunteered you for this role of coming here.
He did.
On a very hot day, driving across from Groombridge. Thank you very much for doing that. So could you just sort of outline for us what the Groombridge Horticultural Society, it sounds very important, very official. What does this society do?
Of course. So the society was founded in 1930, but we are a very friendly community-run group. We're interested in all aspects of horticulture and nature, and most of our events are held at the Groombridge Village Hall. We've got over 200 members, predominantly from the village, but also from neighbouring areas. And we typically run about 12 events over the course of a year, most of which are free for our members, who just pay a £5 annual membership fee. And the production of a membership card will also entitle holders to discounts at three local garden centres. So it's very easy to get your money back.
So that does sound a very, very popular society. I think a lot of local groups would be very pleased with 200 members. What's the secret of your success, do you think?
Well, I inherited a very thriving society from the previous chair lady, Gillian Gray, who had run it very successfully for many years. It is quite an active village, so a lot of people do join in the various clubs. There's quite a lot going on. And also, we've benefited, sadly, in a way, from the fact that other horticultural societies and gardening groups have fallen by the way. Not necessarily because people don't want to go to them, but perhaps because there aren't people who have been able to give the time to run them. And I have a very strong committee. There's 10 of us in all who help me with all of the events.
Yes, getting a strong committee, getting people together to jointly do something on a voluntary basis, it's not easy, is it?
No, it absolutely isn't. And I think the key is we just try to be very welcoming and friendly. And we're always walking a line between, I mean, as you said, horticultural society sounds very grand, almost too grand, but there aren't really any alternatives that actually say what we do. So I think it probably is the right title, but we try and maintain standards, but make things friendly and not too formal.
So how did you get involved? How did you get caught up in it?
Okay, well, I got involved in about 2016, 2017. I can't remember exactly when I, by chance, sat next to somebody that was on the committee at an unrelated local event and we got chatting. I think Belinda might be listening now, actually, if she's there. You know who you are. So I'm not sure what we talked about that day, but on the strength of that conversation, I ended up on the committee for a couple of years. And then when the previous chair wanted to take some time out, I took over. So that was 2019.
No regrets?
Absolutely no regrets. I do often have to stress to people that holding this position doesn't make me a gardening expert. But with the help of the committee, it's very rewarding to be able to keep a local group going and to provide enjoyment and services to lots of people. And it also enabled me to meet lots of people in the village. We've only been in the village for about 12 years, and I've made very many valued friends and lots of good contacts.
Yes, you mentioned the village. It is it's a interesting village because it's half in Kent and half in Sussex.
It is. We have a postal code of Kent, but geographically, I think we're all in East Sussex, or half of us are in East Sussex. We did feature on the news during COVID because one of the pubs in the village was in Kent and could open, and one of them was in Sussex and couldn't open, or vice versa. Can't remember which way around it was.
I think Kent was a troublesome county.
Was it? Was it?
To start
okay.
with. I think yes. so. But yes, so do people feel like Kent people or Sussex people? And does the Horticultural Society feel like it's a Kent Horticultural Society or a Sussex one?
It's a very good question. I haven't quizzed people on that in the village. I feel I've got the best of both worlds. So I play bridge, for example, so I can play for Kent or Sussex. And as far as the Horticultural Society goes, we are affiliated to the Kent Federation of Horticultural Societies, but I don't think there's anything stopping us affiliating to the Sussex equivalent.
So there's a good Kent link there. In case anyone
Absolutely.
Was querying why we're discussing Groombridge on West Kent Radio, you are actually part of the Kent.
We definitely are.
Excellent. So give us a bit more of a flavour, because you were saying that it's not really just about the intricacies of how to grow plants better. It's that No. Your talks are much broader than that. Could give us a sample of what you've done already.
Yeah, and that's a good question, because you definitely don't have to be a keen gardener to get a benefit from coming to our events. So what we try and run during the year, we have 4 speaker evenings a year, and we have a very varied set of topics. So we will often try and bring in head gardeners or nurseries. For example, we had Neil Miller, who's a head gardener at Hever Castle Gardens, talking to us in January about the secrets of Hever Castle. So that was very interesting, and you certainly didn't need to be a gardener to enjoy it. We run coach trips, hopefully 2 a year, usually 2 a year, to an interesting house and or house and garden. And we actually went to Doddington Place earlier this week, and we had a coach full, 48 people. We had a fantastic day. The weather was lovely, as we know. We went to Hull Park earlier in the year to look at the bluebells. And we also try and arrange a garden tour when we go on a coach trip, so that we're giving people something that they might not get if they went privately. We run 2 shows in spring and autumn. That's quite a lot of work, but we encourage members to enter flowers, vegetables, cookery, floral art, children's classes. And then hopefully we can put on a lovely display in the afternoon when we're open for anybody to drop in and enjoy the exhibits. There's cups, there's garden vouchers to be won, and there's always tea and cake. Groombridge is very good for tea and cake.
Any event immediately coming up you want to highlight?
We've got a couple of events for the rest of the year. We're running our community cafe. It's organised by the Groombridge Parish Council on the 3rd Saturday of each year. But on the 19th of July, which is a week tomorrow, it's our turn to host.
So it's a monthly event.
It's a monthly event. So we'll be providing more tea and cake and a raffle, and we give all of our proceeds to a garden related charity. We'll have a plant sale in October. We've got a speaker evening in October, and we have a very popular floral art demonstration in November, which there is a small cost to that because the running costs are quite high.
And if you want to join, I mean, do you have to be in the village of Groombridge? How wide, how far flung are your memberships?
We will take members from anywhere. We're not fussy. We are predominantly Groombridge based, but as I say, we've got people from a lot of surrounding areas, and some a little further afield. And we do have a website, which is probably the easiest way to look us up. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and we do advertise in the local Groombridge magazine and also the Ashdown Forest Living magazine.
Wonderful. I suppose one question I haven't asked, I really should ask, is what about this hose pipe ban?
These things happen, don't they? We sort of expect it almost every year now. I think it doesn't.
It probably builds up the muscles, because you can still water with a watering can.
Water with a watering can.
Yes,
exactly.
So we'll have to look at it that way. Brilliant. Thank you so much once again, Gwyneth Davis, who's chair of the Groombridge Horticultural Society.
Thank you for having me.